Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I read the article, if you haven't yet, ESPN just put out a story this morning about the behind the scenes, as they put it, of the coaching search by Bill Belichick to find a new team. And there are a couple of things that are fascinating about it. But one big takeaway before we get into some of the details, including one from Dave Tepper that should horrify you if you're going anywhere near that franchise. But the takeaway I had is that Bill Belichick is at least claiming to the people who are trying to hire him, he doesn't want control of every facet. He is fine to have a general manager for the first time in his career, which is exactly what Andy Reid did when he left Philadelphia, which means if he means that, and you think he means that in the interview process, I think he'd be kind of foolish not to hire Bill Belichick. If he's truthful in that. The one thing that makes me think he's only half serious is that it sounds like he wants all of his old boys back in town, like he just bring back McDaniels and Patricia and be the same assistant coaches as before. And that would concern me. But if he really doesn't want to be the general manager and instead it can be collaborative in the like, hey, I'd like a player that looks like this. Please take a player that's somewhat in that range, like Andy has done with Brett Veach. Well, then I don't think Bill Belichick's so lost in the coaching game he can't handle that a little bit. What would be the, other than the age, what would be the fear of bringing in Bill Belichick if he doesn't want total control?
We said it at the time when this was going down, when he was interviewing with the Falcons, like this notion that like the game has passed him by. I completely disagree. You know, the general manager decision-making and all that, that's the problem. And if it's true that he doesn't need the control, then I'm actually stunned the Falcons didn't hire him. But in that same story from ESPN, Cody, it mentions, and the Patriots have already come out and denied it, of course, but it mentions that Robert Kraft was contacted by Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, and basically torched the whole thing. Like, you know, you get a recommendation, like your former boss or whatever trying to recommend you, Cody, and he just says, yeah, he sucked. He was hard to work with and all that, and then you didn't get the job because he ruined it for you or whatever, right? That's basically what the report suggests.
Yeah, Robert Kraft threw his guy under the bus.
It suggests that Robert Kraft said he was difficult to work with and he has way too big of an ego and he's arrogant and all this kind of stuff.
He's the single greatest coach in NFL history. I guess I'd be surprised if he didn't have an ego. Does that make sense? I'd be stunned if they were like, you know what? You'd be shocked. Bill Belichick, most humble guy I've ever met, doesn't think a single accomplishment is his. He's the single most successful coach in NFL history. Of course he has an ego. But what the hell? Like a lot of this, you know what this made me think? Bill Belichick may never get a job again. Because NFL ownership circle is so tight. It's a boys' club in the most boys' club sense of it of all time. And the only guy who can vouch for Bill, because the only guy who's really worked with him, is throwing his ass under the bus. How the hell is he ever going to get a job again? By the end of this, he apparently was a head front runner for the Atlanta job. And by the end of it, he finished behind three assistants. Mm-hmm. Like, he got shoved down the list.
When he didn't get the Falcons job, I thought then, though, it became pretty clear and a real possibility that he's never going to coach again in the NFL.
And I didn't think so until I read this, but man. Ooh.
In the ESPN piece, it says, in a conversation with Arthur Blank, Bob Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character. According to a source who spoke to two people, a close Kraft friend and a longtime Belichick confidant, the source quoted the Belichick source as saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up, the source said, by the close Kraft friend. Multiple sources said that Kraft spoke with some candor to Blank about Belichick, though the sources declined to elaborate. One source close to Belichick said Kraft was a big part of why the Falcons passed on hiring him, which that's brutal, man. That's messed up. That's definitely brutal. Now, in that same story, it says Belichick is believed to be biding his time until next January for openings on teams, as he has total confidence that he could maybe be one of the candidates for the Cowboys, Eagles, and the Giants.
Although that story says that the pickings are going to be slim for him again next year. Look, somebody's going to take a chance on him, I think. But the ownership things becomes a real problem. Look, it was obvious that they didn't get along at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
But how is that more on Bill Belichick than Robert Kraft? And the problem is exactly what the text line says from 903. Robert Kraft saying someone has a big ego is hilarious. Because based on this conversation, Robert Kraft thinks he is more responsible for all the championships they won than Bill Belichick is.
But you know how
that's the only way I can take that information.
But you know, I mean, Robert Kraft's the owner. So what you said a few minutes ago, you know, ultimately we can say, he obviously has an ego. Yep, nobody's firing Robert Kraft. You know what I mean? That's a different. Robert Kraft's not trying to get a job anywhere.
No.
And that, Bill Belichick is trying to get a job still. Not that he needs it, but he's trying to still get a job.
If you needed any more proof of the ego of owners, one of the most damning things in this entire piece had nothing to do with Bill Belichick, had nothing to do with Robert Kraft, had nothing to do with Arthur Blank. Instead, Panthers owner Dave Tepper. They were going through what happened at each little spot. Like, hey, why didn't this one work out? He was interested in Washington because he grew up in that area. And like going through essentially why every job didn't work for Bill Belichick. The reason why the Panthers one didn't work out, it's that the Panthers briefly discussed Bill Belichick as a possibility. But one of the things that was going to be a hangup, according to this report, is that Dave Tepper likes to spend time critiquing the play calling of his head coaches after the games in meetings with them based on some like analytics report he gets. And I thought, oh my God, I would go nowhere near that job ever. Mm-hmm. If that's the level of oversight, an owner who has no backing in football, no knowledge, like other than the fact he simply bought a team, no chance. I am not doing that with Dave Tepper. Are you kidding me?
That's the danger, because there was reporting that Frank Wright, who we all know got fired midseason, that Bryce Young was not his pick. And the report suggested that Dave Tepper wanted Bryce Young. And I'm not saying Bryce Young is just done and can never figure it out, but early on, it looks like that was a massive mistake. And we'll see what Bryce Young becomes in this league. I think it's too early to say, oh, he just sucks. But that story came out, and then you couple it with this. Yeah, it's a problem.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.